So shoes off me, Murray. Remove the sugar of grandma, sugar gram kiboy. Came out local meister, we have a pasuk, like sasakom locho. Locho is a pasuk, grandma is the mutter. However, we have a ben yel shito, and he explains Pshah the sugar that still there's an isra bun over here. The only time it's mutter is the mokum hefsit. Now, we focus on the inner of grandma through the prism of the idea of Shabbos clocks, Shon Shabbat. Now, we get to Shabbos clocks there. Really, you have developed them through two sections. Can you use them b'chol? Can you set them up before Shabbos? And once you set up before Shabbos, can you change them on Shabbos? So first, can you use Shabbos clocks at all? Can you set them up? Can you use them? Erev Shabbos, connect them. Now, it sounds like a strange question. What's a Shabbos beer? So, it seems to be a Shabbos among the ladies who them. We have a sugya in Baba Kamo, Dav Chav Alpha, Meis, Machlek is a Bjechen, or Shlokish. You say, it's fire that you lit, is it like your money? And therefore, if you lit fire and it goes out and kills something, kills a person, you're potter, nalutzayach. Or do you say, it's like an arrow, and therefore it's your koyach, mamish biyadayim, and therefore you're tzayach over here. Which one is it? We pass a lochal maisa, like a bechlon, eshmushim chitzay. It's mamish your koyach. You are doing it itself, and therefore you're tzayach over here. Building upon this, come on to Wikipedia Yosef, and he asks a question: how in the world do we light candles Erev Shabbos? What's happening? You light Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? Once you're saying Eich Mishum Chitzai, so every second it burns on Shabbos, who's burning it? You're burning it. It's your Maiso. And every moment on Shabbos, you're doing an act of Avlaka. Every moment you're lighting a fire over here. If so, we are passing this Torah, Loisvar Eich Bechol Mosh Veseichem. You can't light candles on Shabbos. And every moment, you're lighting something on Shabbos over here. The Maisa, what is your heter? So, come on the Mukiyasa with the aside, where all the Yeshusha Eilam tumbles about what he means. He says it's true that when you do something, it's your act. But what is the Mechayiv? The Mechayiv is when you lit Erev Shabbos. That means, for example, you shoot an arrow. When are you chayiv from shooting the arrow? When you shot it, when the tetzor happens. He says you're only chayiv for it when the tetzor happens. So if you're shooting at a person, now it's on the way, you're an oinus, you can't stop it. So why are you chayiv from it when you shoot an arrow? So the mechayiv is a moment that you shot it. At that moment, you're chayiv for it, but it's not that it kills a person. But this moment, when you shoot the arrow, you're chayiv for whatever's going to happen. Therefore, he said, Nafkamino, he said, let's say you shoot an arrow, and the person who shot it dies. Afterwards, the arrow or the ish does hezek, are you chayiv for it? That person is not chayiv for hezek. He's not chayiv for it, Sichel. Says, yes, because at the moment you shot it, the chiv is that at that moment. You chayiv, said the Mukiyosi, the chayiv for damaging. You chayiv, you're a tzayach right now. Because at the end of the day, it happened, the moment you shot, you chayiv for it. Therefore, says, who didn't get it? Shabbos. What are you chayiv for the burning of the candles of a locus nerus on Shabbos? The moment that you lit it. When do you light it? On Erev Shabbos, no problem. He says you get heter and you say it, how can you light candles? Because the moment you chayiv for lighting candles is on Erev Shabbos. Now, some people try to grapple even what is a question of the Nuki Yosef, because Pashas you understand the Yisrael of Shabbos is Shabbos v'inofash on the Gavra that he himself should rest. I mean, the Chor HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not care if the Kalim or things happen. Hashem does not want you to do it. It's in the Gavra, not the Chepsa. Everyone knows that Yadam can do whatever you want, can do whatever you want. The point is for you not to go do it. So even though you want to understand the lumnesses when you shoot an arrow or a Shabbos on Shabbos, as if you did it, but you were Shabbos being off us, you rested. Therefore, Vrekta Moshe, what is even the cash of the Mukhi Yosef? Yes, understand he said over here, the Mechadish, the Mechayim is Erev Shabbos. And Ka'in said, really, the Yeshua, the Chassam Sofer, other Achronim, the Beis Meri ask on the Sugar of Meal and Ochri, Hakim Mitzad Shlichus, Sev Kol Sofer, Shabbos V'Yinovash. But next year, we might have to say to me the reason why Allah is never seen not Chai for it, because you are Mukhi from his Erev Shabbos. Taking the next Shlav. For you're not Chai for it. But now who's doing it on Shabbos? The Kalim are doing an act on Shabbos. Can your Kalim do a Melacha for you on Shabbos? So, there's a sugya in Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches, Machlokes Beisul, by Shammai, the sugya of Shvisas Kalim. Where Shammai says, a Kalim do something for you on Shabbos, it's a din deraisa. Mashen Gim Beisul said, Lamaisa, it's mutter. Mashallah. Everyone knows Shvisas Behemter, it's a din deraisa. Shvishis Benoi, the Shatim Ba'os says it didn't deraisa. The same thing they get to Shvishis Kalim is didn't deraisa now. Halacha Maisa and Simon Reish Membov, we passing like Basil, there's no din of Shvishis Kalim. Kalim can work for you, no problem. Your refrigerator can work for you, your oven can work for you, your hot plate can work for you. However, there's a Bach, a bring down a Rekeach, it says to be Chayshis for by Shammai Shito, and therefore your Shemayim should have a Bach, take your Shvishis Kalim. And the question is, how Bisman of the Shammai did they light Neris? Neris from Maisa are kinim that being lit on Shabbos and doing Malach on Shabbos. How did that path being cooked? The Gemara asks this question, how do you have a Ner and a Kedera? The Gemara says, according to the Shammai, you have to be Mafka the Kalim. Mafka the Kalim. The Gemara Shalom Zalman, in the Sefer Ma'ora Eish, he has a long parak, Numus and Nafim parak, Dalet, on the idea of Shabbos box. He says, if you want to be a Yer Shemaim, be Chayshish, for the Bach, up either Kech, Beisham, Ashita, Shvisa, Kalim, you have to be Mafku, your Kalim. I mean, he does have a way around this question. He says, what to be Chalishish, she Mafku, your Shabbos clock. Mafku, your fridge. Someone comes and takes away your fridge, it's after. But you want to be Chalish, Beisham, Ashita, which the place can bring down, now the Shabu, but others bring down, you're showing to be Mafku, Shvisa, Kalim, you have to be Mafku, the Kalim. There's no way around this question. Real Maya said, Basque, like Missile. So Medina is not a Shiloh. So again, we have one problem over here. Shabbos talks, Shabbos means Habay Shammai. Next Shlav, come along with Machnef Chaim. He says, we just spoke out of the Mukhi Yosef. We switched from the case from the Odom to the case of Kalim, and we have a Bayah of Shvisas Kalim. Let's analyze the Mukhi Yosef. His case is when there is a fire on Shabbos, and this fire that's here, once associated back to you, is it associated back to you on Shabbos or on Shabbos? So the Mechaim is Shabbos. Mash Enkin says in Mach Nechaim and Mishpat Yerziel, the Shabbos clock is what's happening. You're creating the fire on Shabbos. That means right now the machine is off, and then the hot plate will go on tomorrow. The ignition will go on tomorrow. You're creating the fire to go on Shabbos. So since you're creating it to go on Shabbos, even according to Mukhi Yosef, where's the Machayev? It happened on Shabbos. Therefore, according to Mukhi Yosef, it's a Maisi B'Daim on Shabbos. And if he wants a time, there should be a problem right now. So, that's true, but when Mukhi Yosef, the whole teretz is, because when you set lit the fire, the fire is here, in that fire entails everything. Here, there's no fire yet, the fire is coming tomorrow. So now, those who want to answer, want to argue back and say, why is separating the mazgan from the timer? I said the timer before Shabbos, the effect of mazgan is put together, it's all here right now in the timer. But the mazgan is not here right now, it's not working right now. That means the Shigal last question, that those who want to argue say, the Fidim Mukhi Yosef, when's the Maskai going on? Tomorrow. At the moment, in Chanam, you're doing a Maisa on Shabbos over here. The second problem, those who want to argue say, you cannot do it on Shabbos. A third issue, come over Moshe, you do an Archaim Chalidal and Simon Samach. You write over here that if you have the idea of timers, they can use, and due to all factories and all companies, make things work on Shabbos. You can build and do and destroy whatever you want on Shabbos. And therefore, Mamfi Chilo Shabbos, Inchas Dozel Godel Mizeh. She said, if as Man Chazal, they had timers, Avada, to him as Bar of Poshit, they would have asked him, itself, Kain, the idea of Amir Lanachri, going with Eternal Maisa Motor, we asked it. Same thing, timers would have asked it. And therefore, he said, Pashas Nichol Nisav Amir Lanachri. Just like Chazal asked, going to things on Shabbos, it's on the Sugya of Zozel, or really, it's on the Sugya of how can you do things on Shabbos, anything can happen. So Chazal asked it here also, it's Nichol Negev of Emir Malachri. A third answer. A fourth thing he says, you even do not want to say it's Emir Malachri, it's Nichol Isser of Zozel Shabbos. Zozel of Nichol, not nice to have things go on and off, constantly working. You can, especially today's day and age, but Moshe's writing this years and years ago. Now you can have everything happen. We have Suri and Electra and all these people, all these machines working now. They can do whatever you want for you on Shabbos. I got the right words? No? Okay. Who's the girl, whatever, the machine works for you? Alexa, no?
Alexa?
Siri, I like that. But Maisha, things are all happening on Shabbos. So Maisha, why don't you come up with a knock on this, a fourth is Azul Shabbos? If so, it's a question. So how can you have lights on a timer? Once I'm going to ask her, Moshe says, timers, can I have lights on a timer? So he himself writes, "Ready, the minigis have lights," and he points out, "It's not the sugya zozel. Meal and Ochri." He says that halach and reish ainvav. The Ramah already brings down minig for Yisrael, is to go tell a guy, put on your lights for you on Shabbos. As any Shabbos, Tzemach of the Baal, it's a sheet of a Makkah Mitzvah. Bibavucho, why that's so? Mishmur wants to say, can that be Tzemach upon it even by the Yevet? But Maisha, it's a Minik Naisol already, the Baal Itter, for Makkah Mitzvah. Then the Buddha points out, the Minik Naisol by Nilo, get going to put on the lights for you on your Kippur over here. So he said, we already have Anoga by Mil Nafi itself to tell Yidden to put on lights. Surely by the case over here, Mil Nafi, which is saying that Tarmis is part of that, Avadik tell going to can tell the machine to put on the lights for you. So Tarmis won't be Machber, number one, on lights. Number two, no difference. Even better. Number two, they do ask on part of Moshe. Moshe says, we spoke out last couple of the gate refrigerators. A shell is how to go use it. You can use it whenever you want when the motor is off or on. Some Zalman's, the old refrigerators. What Moshe says, what to go do, only to use it when the motor is working. In his own house, he had a timer in his refrigerator. It'll go off, and once off, it won't work the next hour, he'd use the refrigerator. So they asked him, your machmer and timers, how in the world you came along on your chumrah of opening up the refrigerator, unless when it's not working, and maybe they cool off, make up on the secret timers over here, your machmer and chumrah timers. So Moserish Moshe, Chelik Gimel, he has it back, Mickey help, there's no real halacha, you have to be machmer refrigerators, only means that chumrah, shuboy, never really not doing any malachim here, outside my shuboy, he did that. So he held the timers, they're not really doing anything. So it comes out that Moshe holds timers to be machmer, either Zilzul Shabbos or Mil Nafri, except either by refrigerators or by the case of lights. Otherwise, to be machmer. Noch in come on the Minchas Yitzchok. He says in his tshuva to Aser to use a timer b'chlal as a sugya Zilzul Shabbos like a Moshe. He said the fifth reason, mitzad shash of creating mechshalos. That means a person will have a timer. You might change it on Shabbos, earlier, later, on, off, connect it. This isn't lead to mechshalos, and therefore a person of Meisah should not use a timer at all on Shabbos. Is it? Minchas Yitzchok in tshuva. A sixth reason, the sugya on Daphne Mazayim. But what we have in Siman Reis HaMachay, Sif Dalad. The Gemara over there speaks out, explains Pshat the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if a person has a ner that's lit on Shabbos, and it takes sparks are coming out. So the question is what to go do. So they put an empty bowl on there on Shabbos over there to get the sparks, then the Maisa is mutter. However, to put a bowl with water on there on Shabbos, the Maisa, that's also. Come on, the Gemara says, I do not understand. We know the Gemara Kuf Chaf and Beis, according to Rabbi Yisai, according to Rabbanim, Gemara's mutter, and the only reason why Rabbi Yisai asks asses, get Adam Bal Amamainai. Here, the nicer person, not Bal Amamainai. So, Sai Rabbi Yisai, Sai Rabbanim should agree they could be able to put a bowl of water underneath this candle over here, and let the sparks fall down, it should not be a problem. If my answer says, Ravashi, Bein Rabbi Yisai, Bein Rabbanim, the street called Makarab Esekivoi. Mekarav is a kivoy. Gram kivoy is mutter. Mekarav is a kivoy. The mice is usher. Two different things over here. That means it comes out from the Gemara that we're going to have something that you're doing on Shabbos. You put a bowl of water over there on Shabbos is usher. And therefore, even on Erev Shabbos, you cannot put a bowl of water over there. Even Erev Shabbos is usher. That means you have something that cannot be done on Shabbos. You can make a gezeira on Erev Shabbos. Can you attach a Shon Shabbat on Shabbos? About or not. So the Chur Yishev Xero and not attach it on Erev Shabbos. It's Mamish the Gemara. Says that Eisen Aryeh, that's Mamish the Gemara says. Whatever you cannot do on Shabbos, you cannot pull a bowl of water there on Shabbos. You cannot do it on Erev Shabbos. You cannot connect to Shabbos, Klak and Shabbos. You should not do it on Erev Shabbos. So it comes out for six separate reasons that the Achren was saying to not use a Shabbos Klak at all. Therefore, Ramosh says not to, or the Machne Chaim, Mishpah Yozil, Eisen Aryeh, and Mishpah Yaakov, Minchas Yitzchok, Dov Feinstein, if you want, even Mishpah Bonham says not to use Shabbat Klak on Shabbos. Now, they come from, again, to be clear, six different reasons. A lot of them we can answer. Again, we said one reason to be Tzad Sugya, Shvizis Kalim. You can say, either Mafki or Kli, we don't pass Kli, Shvizis Kalim. A second, we said, Apid and Mukhi Yosef, that's happening right now on Shabbos. You can argue, say, it's all Nichol in the time before Shabbos. A third reason, we said over the Sugya of Mil Nachri on Moshe. You say you have no right to extend things into Mil Nachri to argue the Moshe. A fourth thing, Moshe says Zilzul Shabbos, Minchas Yitzchok. You can argue, say, Fakert, this is common Shabbos, not Zilzul Shabbos. You can't do things out to give Oinika Shabbos over here. The fifth reason, Dain Wai says, why can lead to numerous Mechshalim? You can argue the point, you have no right to make your own Gzeh over here. But the sixth point over here, Makavit Akivoi, that's very fair. You really have to answer Awasigo that whatever you cannot do on Shabbos, you cannot do Erev Shabbos. L'chura, that idea over here, if you cannot connect the Shabbos clock on Shabbos, what's the Eter to do on Erev Shabbos? So to focus more on that, let's try to understand the sugya over here of Reis HaMachay Sif Dalim Rosh
Le'el Mert. Is that not what Yosef says that it goes by the Shabbos?
No, even...
Because if I go into Shabbos and I light it, then put on the music, I have my light on into Shabbos.
I know, but the case of it is putting a bowl of water on Erev Shabbos, also Gzeva Otter Shabbos. So can you connect a Shabbos clock on Shabbos?
I'm saying, that doesn't
go together. No, not doing a new Gzeva. The Mukia is discussing the Nerai, so it's discussing Gzeva Dabba. New idea, new concept. So, step by step. So, first, the question is, before we have a serious Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Morav says you have a beggar over here. They put water on top of it. The ma'isa on even Shabbos, that's water. It's a gram kivoy. Rabbi Yehuda only wants to argue on the boil, but otherwise not on the boil. The ma'isa is water. So you're putting over here a beggar with water on top. The ma'isa, that's water. You have a kris, put water on bottom underneath there. That's osir. In fact, we're showing them what's the difference between the case of a beggar versus the case of a kris. A beggar water, that's no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Morav. A place with water underneath, that's osir. What's called a grab kiva is mutter, what's called a mekavet kiva is osir. My hi, what's going on over here? What's he saying over here? So, one way to answer, come with the base aces. You bring down the ban of the rivet. Echnabi, the territory of Ashi, mekavet kiva is osir, it's ogin, pidam rab. You cannot put water on top of a baguette. Echnabi, it's osir. And therefore, the riff left out of pidam rab, also left out from the rush over here. And then what kind of explains the Taz, Bhagavam, and the Mishnah Berurah, what's his first Shita in Simon Shalom Madal and Sif Chav Dalad? Over there it says you cannot put wood on top of a beggar. You know why? We pass him, not like a Yudam Rav, we pass him like a Rashi over here. We pass him a Lachad, you cannot put wood on top of a beggar. That's what Malach. Maisim Chav goes on further. It says, Chalkim says, you can't put wood on the part of a beggar. How do you come up to answer this? So maybe we pass him less, yes, like a Yudam Rav. They can't put one on top of a baguette. Now, just to be clear, the way the Bogavam says over, he calls it three Tirotsim. The way the Mishnah Berurah and the Gain says over, he calls it two Tirotsim in Taisvis. Now, if you read Taisvis slowly, what he's saying is two Mahalchim with three Chalukim. I mean, he's really saying two different ideas with two ways to Machalik. So, no Machalik is Mishnah Berurah versus Bogavam. They're using different semantics, what to call two and three over here. So again, we have one Mahalach, the Mishnah Mahalach, and Islamic Machlis of Ashi versus Rabbi Yehuda Morav. We have a second Mahalach over here, Kamal Taisus, who wants the Mahalach, whether the case over here is a special chash. Everyone knows you can't do Tzedah on Shabbos. Everyone knows you cannot do Bishl on Shabbos. But what's going to happen? You're going to put the bowl of water underneath when the sparks are flying down. If you pour the water in the bowl, at the moment sparks are coming, what do? You take B-dime and put out the sparks. That's true. You don't think it's a Malachal. You take B-dime and pick up the bowl and put out the sparks. You don't think it's a Malachal. So Miyuchid over here, we came along and we had a chash. And then for the Genevah, what is the gear says? Mekav Esa Kivoy, or Mekav Akivoy, meaning the kiv over here is not the bowl of water underneath. The Mekav Akivoy means the sparks you come to put out on Shabbos. That's the chash over here. In other cases, we won't have the chash. There's no Gzeira. No Gzeira by Tzeda, no Gzeira by Bishul. By Talos, we're not worried about it in that case. A second way Taisha says over here, since the water is Megulo, everyone sees it, it happens straight, yeshar, therefore that's called Mekarv Esekivoy. Examples of Taishvus, you have Mechitza, not of Kelim, Mechitza of Shelig or Borod, and Mechitza of Ice. The Ravad is also, that's called something straight. Mash Enkin, he said the case of putting on a talus, he has two ways to Mechalik. I mean, that's the two ideas. He says, if it's straight, Lamaisis can be also. However, either the case of a talus, the way a Taishvus says over the first idea, is not straight on the side. You have fire burning over here, and the talus over here, it's on the side, it's not straight. Well, the other way the Taisha says over is that it could be straight, but it's not burning and putting out. It's making sure it's not spread out, not mispashed. Vice against, we have three ways how to answer this question. We have either the side over here to answer the steers of Gemara Kubchof Mem Zayin, either it's a machloikis, and we do not pass the Yehuda Morav, and that's a machar big zayin, the first sheet of the Tzimchav Dalet. What we say, the difference over here is we're choshish do a meister be a daim. That's how the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah bring down. Or those are mechalk, where the case is straight or not, that's how the Mechalk from, because they have from the Magen Mishnah. That means all three mechalkim are brought down either by Mechaber, Mishnah Berurah, or Mechalk from. Upon these mechalkim, they point out, they go through these mechalkim, of course, Shabbos cracks has these bayot. Because the case is straight, nothing going on in between over here. The Achshash over here, you might change it on Shabbos over here. Of course, they built Afim over here, they want to point out, if we have a problem here with Shabbos cracks, now once you send the Sugya, even more so, how in the world can you set up before Shabbos? But first, let's assign this Sugya before we answer it. Maisa, what the Oilam seems to go do, they put water underneath the Shemin before Shabbos. The question is, why is that water? We cannot put a bowl with water around the Neris. How can we put the water underneath the Shemin? There's no effect to Rishonim. So before there are six miles among the Rishonim, and answer with me on the page. The way what Taisa says, and what the Mechab brings down, since you're not Mechab Mekivoy, so why putting water there for? Either putting water there to make up the Shemin, or you put water there to make it look nice. My mother puts water there because it looks very nice. One's yellow, one's white, to make it look nice. But both of them are not mitzvah putting out the Shemin over here. See, either reason that Enim is Chavin, Lamaisa, that's water. Enim is Chavin won't have a Gzeiro or Mekarav is a Kivoy from Erev Shabbos. That's Taisus, brought down by the Mechaber. A second reason, the way the Amos is over, his story is, it has to be something that's straight. Here what happens, there's the flame, there's oil, then there's water, it's underneath it. Since it's not straight, there's a mechitza of Shemin in between, therefore this reason it's mutter. Now, the way it seems to be quoting the idea of the Amos from the Smag, Rav Avraham said that Indos was thinking of a Smag, however the Mishnah Berurah brings down the going and says, we depend upon the two of Matosis. If you go with the idea of Taisha, something has to be straight over here, and this not straight, Lamaisa, that's why it's mut over here. The third malach, the Achronim ring down, the Machavav Mishnah Berurah, is that you want to tie them, maybe the fact that before it's lit, you put the water there, maybe that's better. Then Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah down from the Machavav, not to be Samachan, that eats over here. So it comes down, Be'ikra, two main reasons Allah want to be Samachan, why to put water underneath the Shemin. Either Mitzav, it's not Meschavin, Machaber, they want mutter. Or a case is not be'en enough kamino to bring out the point. A lot of us are putting water underneath the shemen. Why is so the glass should not break? What means that we don't want the glass to get blackened. Otherwise, it gets very blackened, very hard to clean. Is that the chalgeda of meskaven or ain't meskaven? I want to put it out, but I don't want to put it out. I'm only putting it out because I want not to get blackened, not to break. Is that kavona? That's not kavona. So the way that Ocher Shabbos, when he brings down this case, he says, you read the Taz, the Magen Avraham, slowly, they seem to argue the point. The way the Taz says over, the fact that you don't want to break, that's not going to get him Kavano. Magen Avraham says, no, I don't want to put out a fire, that's not going to get him Enim Eschavim. Now you could say, Kod Ramah, the question doesn't start, because anyway, it's not Nick over here. According to the Arizu, I can say it doesn't start the question, because the water was there before the fire. So therefore, the Ocher Shabbos says, Magen Avraham, slowly, you should be listening, not to worry about it, because you have one Mahalach in the Mechaber with Ramon Arizu. Therefore, there seems to be the Olam is not really worried about this concept over here. There's Shemin and there's water. It's not straight. You say this is a mechitza, it's not straight. It's either side, but it's not straight. There's a heftik in between. And just what came out over here, they point out, in the Gatesig of Gromo, there are six different levels over here you have to always deal with. There's something called Misaleik the Menea. That means, let's say, the wind's coming, you close the door. That's mutter. That's even Reishai and Zion. That's not a problem. That means wind's coming, blow out the fire, close the door, fire stays. That's mutter. There's a second level. You have mechitzo with kinnim with water inside. And you want the fire not to pass. That's a machlokes that you see and a rabbanon. You pass like mice rabbanon. It's mutter. You have a third level of water on top of a beged. That mechaber has two shittos for. You see, the Beis Yosef wants to say the rift and the rosh the mice are being machmer. Make we pass the lukul over here. We have another case in Mechitza Sholmayim, Bor and Shelek, that Toys is one Taino Avada that Salser. We have another case, or we have a fifth case, of you have water underneath the Ner. That is going to be called Rashi Machmer, but we're tying it to Mechitza Vilmaisa Vimoto over here. We have different situations to deal with. This way the Chanish builds up to the full level. So that's what he comes out with. This is Meselek, the Menea, the Mechitza Kelim, the Mechitza Agabe Beged, and Mechitza Sholmayim. And each one has its own halacha, how to apply it practically. So basically, we came out over here to use the Shabbos clock on Erev Shabbos. At the end of the day, basically, we're left with 6 Isurim. We have a Baya of Shiris Kedem, we have a Baya of the Blachas Targum Shabbos, we have a Baya of the Sturk of Amil Rafi, Baya of Zilzul Shabbos, the Baya of the newest Mechshelim over here, and we have the idea of the Gzer of Erev Shabbos onto Erev Shabbos onto Shabbos. Now, the folks in the last one, Erev Shabbos onto Shabbos, how do you answer that? This question we need to ask by the Shalom Eishiv. A few hundred years ago, when Chashmal came out, we may discuss this question, Rav Shik already asked this question. The different ways of how to answer it. The way how they want to answer it, Mekarvitz Akivoy is a chashash of what you can do on Erev Shabbos will happen on Shabbos and lead to Melacha Dereisa on Shabbos, putting out the fire. Might be Melacha Shein Shikli Gufay, but we have a kind of a Dereisa. Mashenkin says the Shalom Eishim, Ram Shik, over here, the Wataina will never lead to a case of a Dereisa. Never lead to a case of a Dereisa. And therefore, since it never lead to a case of a Dereisa, because changing the Chashmal won't make much of a difference, they now call the sigil of Baina Makia Patish. Therefore, there's no Gzer over here. Otherwise, the Gzer will be Gzer. They never want to matter it. They want to tell you it's no problem. The Baya we will get to. The Numis Paiskim will say, Lalocha, changing his Shabbos clock on Shabbos isn't in the Raisa. But Moshe, the Mazilva, the Ashim, they're assuming that Shabbos clock on Shabbos itself is not a get of the Raisa. The way Ram Shif, Ram Shik, he wants to give another terrace. He wants to tell that the only issa putting the fire with the water there is when the fire is there right now. The only what's going to happen by Shabbos clock is going to happen tomorrow. Or another way of Shomazan wants to go, and the Chanish seems to say, why are we using a Shabbos clock for it? The whole week we don't use it. We're using a Shabbos clock in order not to mechal on Shabbos. It's not a sugya of common Shabbos. So the whole idea of a Shabbos clock is to keep us and to remind us be very careful of Shabbos. So how can you make a gezeira of don't do this on Erev Shabbos, you might do it on Shabbos? The whole function of this plea is to tell you, don't do things on Shabbos. So we're not worried you can do things on Shabbos on here. That's the whole function of the plea. For this reason, we're not going to extend the idea of Mekarv Zekivoy to the sugar of Erev Shabbos. They get to Shabbos clocks. So Maisa comes out to use them on Erev Shabbos, the Maisa to be Mekel, the Shalom Eishim, Ram Shek, the Chaznish, and afterwards the Musachonim, the Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Henkin, Yaskul Abdi, Shlomo Zalman, Sisli Ezer, Rav Yashem, Rav Ozzi, Abi Omer. The way Sisli Ezer says, you want to know how it's mutter, Pukhazi, my dam, and the bar. That's his best writer. My said, true, there are numerous people who answer it, and then numerous reasons why to answer it. But my said, Lechei Noigim, my said, we do go use it. Again, those who want it, come along and say, it's a problem here. Now, so, to end this chelik over here, Maisa, to end this chelik over here, Maisa, what comes out is that if first you want to see all the sorrows of what to ask the matter, exactly where the Talmud is, he has 2 pages of all the reasons to ask her, he has 2 pages then, all the reasons why to matter, and he ends off minix Maisa to be Michael. All the sorrows are said over, once he's slower, there are the 6 reasons to ask her, why to matter, and Maisa, he comes out, the minix to be Michael, that means a machma, you should be lismoich. Next chelik. Next shlav. They get to changing on Shabbos over here. Now, we may mention to change on Shabbos, there are 4 standard ways of changing on Shabbos. Shayim, Shem, Arba. That means you have a way of keeping it to be status quo. That means, let's say right now it's on, and you want to change it to go off. It's on now. Supposed to go off. Let's say 2, and you want to go off at 4. You're keeping it status quo. Or the other way around, you want to go that it's on now, and you make it go on for a long amount of time. That means on or off later, it's keeping it status quo. We'll get to the Bezer Hashem. That means one option of keeping it status quo. The second option of on or off earlier. 2 choices. That means supposed to go off at 2, you make it go off at 1. You go on at 2, you make it go on at 1. I mean, you have 4 options over here. Now, first, of these 4 options, now those say all 4 are deraisa. Rav Moshe is very clear, it's deraisa, but Yom Zilba says deraisa, of Yashiv, Chodashani, Simcha Bonim, he brings down this way to be Choshish, then all 4 of them are deraisa. The Kash is, why? It should be a Maisvi Dayim. Hash is the case of a Grum over here. You're changing it to affect things later on. What's it sad to call a Maisvi Dayim? That means I can tell me still also as Gromo. Gromo is a head to Mach Mitzvah, Mach Mehefzid, Mach Mechayla. They're calling it Mamasha Maisbi Daim Adin Dereisla. David Dabatinam, Nashi Klein, Ravosnam, Chaim, they want to say Tani cannot change it at all. Asana Sheni, Kidua, Shlomo Zalman, with the email, they come along and say Yesh L'chalek, and say it depends which way you're changing it. If you're changing it to go status quo, go on or off later, either one, that's taking away the Menayah, that's closing the door so nothing should affect it. Maisa, that's mutter. You do not even have to come out to your side of Hefzer, Dechayla, or Mitzvah. It's mutter. Mash Ekin, to go on off earlier, that's a Groma. A Groma was a Lacha, but Hefzer, you can't be Mekel. Chayla, Mitzvah, you can't be Mekel. And with Shlom Zalman, that's how the Shmir Shabbos goes, Yibia Oimer, Tzikuljevsky, Yap Yosef, Berkowitz, he goes this way. Now it comes out, we have Machlokes. Those Tanya Mamish Dereiso, others say, no, has which way, either it's a Groma, or it's a case of Neya, either it's mutter or a case of Hefzer. So Shaila is, what's it sad to ask a cooler get over the Raisa?
Either way, you're just blowing the thing.
Right? And somehow Moshe calls it the Raisa, the Pelo. Right? Bon Kasha. That's why.
Wasn't there a matter that
again, later on off later status quo, yes. On off earlier, not only Grom, the Kolmo Gromo. So we have to address. That's the question. That's what I'm trying to address right now. So the Chor, there'd be six reasons why to ask it to change it on Shabbos also. Why to make it to the Raisa. There's six reasons why not to use the Erev Shabbos. Six reasons to ask it to change the Raisa on Shabbos. Start with, we have a Sugi and Bayo on Daf Chabez. Over there it says, let's say you have a candle that's lit already. And you want to either put in more Shemin, or take out some of the Shemin. The Loch is to put in, even the Is the Raisa Maver, and to take out, that means the candle is lit right now, so go out in an hour. You take out the Shemin, and now it goes out in a half hour. I mean, it's not going out now, it's going out in a half hour. The Loch is Yechayiv Mishum Machabo. The Din Deraisa says the Gemara. The Shaila is, why? It's going to happen in an hour. You made it go off earlier on a half hour. And the Gemara says, Chayiv Mishum Machabo. It's a Chiv over here. That means the Gemara says to change something earlier is the Deraisa. Why is it Deraisa? It's a case of a Gromo. In fact, we're showing him a taste of the Rosh, the Chor is a case of a Gromo. Two main tours among the Rishonim. Either the way our taste says over, the gate to the case of a Shemin, since the Metzias is, when you put in more Shemin, the flame gets bigger. We take out some of the Shemin, the flame gets smaller. If you want to look at Chanukah Neris, when you have a lot of Shemin there, you have a big flame, less Shemin there, you have a smaller flame. So he says, right now, it's not a case of a Gromo that later on will go out earlier or go out later. It's right now, you're affecting the flame right now. You don't care, later on, that's a case of a Gromel. What happens right now, you're affecting it right now. Therefore, to add Shemin is Avoro, take out Shemin is an act of Kivoy, didn't arise over here. Therefore, ends off Taisus. Let's say it's not a case of Shemin. Let's say you have a candle that's lit. And you come along and you want to cut off the candle on Shabbos. He says, Mitzad Sugar of Avoro Kivoy, what happens? Nothing changes in the flame. That Lamaisa will be Motor. That's not a problem. Not come along on Yontov, cut off the candle, the bottom of it, that's not a problem. That's Taisus Shita. Come with Rosh, he says, I'm with a kasha of the loch and simon reish, time of chesef aleph. We're all saying, remember on Lekim, the loch is when you have a clean bottom and a shaveris on top, you have an egg dripping in oil from the top to the bottom. If it's not connected, you cannot take for the shemen that's on top. You can't take the shemen, you might come take the shemen that's on bottom. Maisa, what's a bayat taking the shemen on top? You're not doing anything over here. It's not affecting it. There's no oil in the bottom over here. It's only affecting it later on. It should go off or on later. So what's the problem taking the Shemin on top? Therefore, come along the Rosh, and he said a different malach. He said the Vada to make things go on or off earlier is a din kashis of a din deraiso, or kein deraiso. Except over here, the slate is when you're playing with the fuel, what makes the flame itself is what? You need a wick and you need oil. If you start touching the fuel itself, that's Nichol Navora, that's Nichol Ged of Kivoy. Here you're taking out the Shemin on top. Over here, you're adding a Shemin to the cup over here, or take out Shemin from the cup, you're touching the fuel, and not a Dovah Chitzaini, not an outside factor. Not a case putting water on the bag, it's a Guva Dov over here. Once it's a Guva Dov, that's Osir. That you can't do, there's no head to be inside the Sugar of Gromo. So it comes out, we have two main Malchum among the Rishonim. The reason why is to take out Shemin from a cup, why it's Osir. And said the Rishonim after the cutting the bottom of a candle. That means the Rosh has cutting off the bottom of the candle, that's Osir. Because that is the fuel source. That means according to Tosfos, the side over here is making the flame bigger or smaller at the moment. David cutting off the candle is mutter. The Rosh has decided when he touched the fuel source, when he touched the fuel source, that is also David cannot cut off the bottom of the candle. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Tosfos doesn't answer it. The Ma'asadri Paskin. So this Machlokes Ve'etzim, we've seen already in the Reish Ein Test of Yalocha, he sends you Machlokes Mechav Versa Mo, what to do in the gate of the Sugar of a candle. Do you go like Tosfos or go like the Rosh? The way how the Ramah, he Paskin up in the smack, the ink is like Tosfos Lohokal. And he says you can't cut off the bottom of the candle as long as the Metzius is that's not making bigger or smaller flame on Ma'asad's motor. Says the Ramah, the Chaynoigim, or Choshokan said, we Paskin Chaynoigim like the Ramah. That's how the Shani, the Mechaber, well, like the Torah Alpi that's father of the Rosh over here, he passes the Lochid, you cannot cut off the bottom of the candle. You're playing with the fuel source over here. And that's how the Eliyahu in the Glasgow. And if the Mishmur says, Nochin Lahachmer, be Chosh for Bol Shitas, Sai Tosis on Sai the Rosh, Sai be worried about making the flame bigger or smaller, and Sai worry if you're playing with the fuel source over here. Either way, the Maestri should have a problem to worry about on Shabbos. You will not have the Sugya of Gromo, the Heta of Gromo. Now, just, you look among the Rishonim, it's not clear. Even in Tosfos, when it says make the flame bigger or smaller, does it mean the Rabbanu or the Raisa? It's words of near Kikivoy. According to among the Peshua, Sasemes, the Rabbanu or the Raisa. Even the Rosh, the Gdolachan, argued, does it mean again the Rabbanu or the Raisa? But, and they do, even the Rosh, interesting question. Let's say you have something go out 12 o'clock Motzei Shabbos. You take out some of the Shemin, I'll go out now 11 o'clock Motzei Shabbos. We took it out on Shabbos. Is that Kivoy on Shabbos? Good question, I'm going to grapple with. Forget, it's going to go. I'm going to go on till 11 o'clock and Shemin. Go on till 12 o'clock. The Chanan also grapple according to the Rosh was he hold. Let's say he takes the wick out of the Shemin and puts it right back in. Do you do Avor and a Kivu, a double act? The mice know nothing changed over here. Different question that Chanan ask. Who are the main shell you should ask? According to the Rosh is saying when you play with the fuel source, that you won't have the Heter of Gromo. Pouring the water on top of the Beged. What's the fuel source of the fire that's burning the Beged? The Beged is what is being burned. That's the fuel source. So, Frechtem Gavrom, how in the world is the Rosh coming along to say that you have the fuel source, that you want to have the Hetty Sugya of Gromo? The Chura, we see, a blue dumb around, so put water on top of the Beged, the mice has a Heter. It's Nechla Sugya of Gromo, the Klom of Gromo. Gavrom really, well, I'm sure, but the Shayat Tzion, he wants answer, and that's before in the base man, the people got him. They say a Chiddush over here. The one taina, the fuel source has to be something that's designated to be a fuel source. That's made to be a fuel source. Something the agav giving fuel to it, and it works very well if you understand the rush to the rabbanon, the rush to the rice a little bit harder. But the one taina has to be something that's made to be the fuel source. Something derech agav have to be that way. It's nichla back to sugya gromo. With this, before you can understand another mishnah brura that we came across, that there are really two mishnah brura. Mishnah brura says, can a person close an oven door? If the coals inside, the coals didn't go out because of the lack of oxygen. So Mishmur, we saw in Reish Shentes, and also in by the Sugya of Oil, Reish Shentes Vav, says you cannot close the door if the coals go out. Lack of oxygen. Maisa, what is it? It's Eidim Eschavin. That's a Psik Ratio with the Gromo. We mentioned in the two Chaburas ago, Psik Ratio with the Gromo, the Maisa's Mutter. Why in the world is Mishmur asked you closing an oven door when the coals inside? Step further, we saw already, but us in Enevish Ein Zayin, Mishmur said, can you take, in the Mishnah, can you take a bowl and cover in there, should not get caught the fire on top of a or on a beam? Says Mishmur, no problem, Mishnah, inclinito to Avanito, we don't pass like that Cheeto. Says Mishmur, but don't cover it all the way, because the oxygen will go out, well, not of action, you need CO2 over here, and therefore, do an active kivoy. And the Miskavin, with the Psik Ratio, the Gromo should be Mutter. Correct him in Chesitzchot, and Gain Zev Shlomo Zalman. Mabaya, what's this over here? Says Dan Weiss from Shlomo Zalman. You know why? Because what is the fuel source of a fire? It's air, CO2, oxygen, with something burning with a flame over here. So in essence, you're affecting the fuel source over here. Affecting the fuel source, not the chalitz of your gromo. It's definitely getting mice me a dime. That's the reason mice why it's also over here. Masha Enkein, the second Reish Ayin Zayin Sepeis, what says over here to close the door and let the flame go out by itself. That means when the door is open, the wind's coming and making the fire bigger. D, closing the door, and now the flame goes out by itself. That we said is mutter. Why is that mutter? Because there, what's happening, not that the CO2 is not air, there's nothing to blow it. That's a case of gromo. That the mice take away the net. That's why it's mutter. Otherwise, you have serious halacha. Close an oven door, the mice, that's usher. Close the door of the house, there'll be mutter. Both of them, the flame is going out. Because one is affecting the fuel source, one not affecting the fuel source.
Oil is
muted? Yep.
Some of oil is muted.
Oil?
Here.
That's how you make a fire. You want it that way. Yes. You get about the question we discussed again to single of kosher and all ear inside a balloon. Is ear doesn't what defines being ear? Is ear everything or just part of the ear? Is it putting the same ear back inside? That's a great question we discussed then also. Now listen to what comes out, Lechura. And now let's go back to the case of Shabbos facts to change on Shabbos. Come along, B'nai Zilban says, let's analyze it. You want to make the go on or off earlier or later, either one. You're changing the button over here. You're touching the fuel source. This is where the Chashmah goes through. This is how the Mezgan works. This is how your lights work. It says, B'nai Zilban, Apidhi Rosh, L'maisit Batsim Tzalser. It says, Debesino, no, you'll be a Lamdin. No. You'll argue that Chashmah is going through the machine, but the machine is not the fuel source itself. That's your argument. Lambda will argue the point. WC goes back and forth. They want to say, no, what do you mean? But at them, this is part and parcel of making the thing work. Without that, it won't happen. This is a fuel source. Vicky wants to be Machmer. We have one tiny of those, one tiny that you cannot change your Shabbos clock. Why? Because that is the fuel source. I know the oil will argue the point, but that's the question. How do you look upon it? That's one reason to answer. You know, Mazilva and Vicky, WC will ask them for that reason. A second, we discuss the Sugya of Kama Dav Samach. We point out the chutz here what we had by us kuchof and beis. The gemara over there says about kama that grom and zikim meisah potter on Shabbos left on Shabbos even grom is also. Also said lo shavsi kol melacha is also grom is mutter. Effective by the chananel, effective rosh the chutz is tiro. We said then the chutz three different malachim had an answer. Either we said the rosh is malach that is tzuris of the melacha by winnowing. We said over the Ben Echnaz Malach that said by the case of opening of a door, kicking the Maduro, by Grom and Lech Moshev is coming to Aser. We said with the Olim, the Numas Paiskin girl, Mishvur Chaznish, and others, that when it's the tzur of the Mlocha to happen this way, if you have a Rechab Shalmayim, you have a windmill, and that's how it happens, that's the normal thing to go happen, it's created that way, that'll be Nichol Negeda of not of a Grom, be a Lech Moshev is to Aser. If so, come on, Yashim, it says, how does this machine work? What's the normal way for it to work? What do you do with a Shabbos clock? You change the buttons. That's Nichol Geder of a Groma Melech Moshevis, that according to what we go, Rechaim Shalmayim, Seida, that's how machines work. That's the normal thing. That's Nichol Geder Mais V'Yadayim. How do we come to answer it? It's not David study water on a beggar. This is how things work. Apid the Rosh, Apid the Mishbura Chaznev, Tel Liyasha, that's Mamash Mais V'Yadayim. Noch, a third reason why to aser. We said according to Ben Echananel, he wants to say all gromas are melech moshevis are going to be aser. He said the case of by connecting the maduro, it's groma, it's aser. I, the maestro, he's pointed out, l'chor, the gemara said, l'satzko, melech, melech is aser, groma is mutter. So then we mentioned last chabur, one teretz. There one taino that happens in l'achas man. Masham, the zera emes. However, numerous other chodim give different teretzim. Come on, Yeshua Yaakov, he says a nice teretz. One taino, what is the reason why groma is aser? So you can't have a melech moshevus on the gromo of a melech moshevus in tzrichel gufoy. Because the whole reason to answer a gromo is melech moshevus here by putting out a fire by case of kibbutz is melech moshevus in tzrichel gufoy, and therefore that's why it's nichol geder of gromo. They point out according to this in the Ben Echananel. Our timers won't have the heter. Groma is also on Shabbos. You understand the reason why you couldn't have made a chanano, the reason why it's motivated by Kate and Begad, like to spash it, because it's holding it back, by timers won't work out. You want to say by the idea of putting wood on top of Begad as in his chavin, by timers the mice won't work out. That means you go other mouths and answer the Ben Echanano. They point out, we also have Bayam inside the Ben Echanano Shito. That means number one, we have Bayam inside the Sukh of Bayam, number two, inside the Rosh, number three, inside the Ben Echanano. Take your fourth thing. Shlomo Zalman has a very hard time with this problem. We said before in Eish Mishum Chitzay, we discussed how in the world can light a candle on Erev Shabbos. Maisa comes along on Shabbos, and what's going to happen? You're switching it on Shabbos at 2 o'clock to make sure it's going to go off at 4 and go off at 5. When you switch it at 2 from 4 to 5, what was the Mookie Yosef saying? What's happening? It's all nichel in the act right now. I mean, the Mookie Yosef says an Erev Shabbos, why is it mutter? Whatever happened on Shabbos is happening right now. So what happens, whatever you do at 2 on Shabbos, a change from 4 to 5 is happening when? Right now. It's not a grammar. Either one, we'll get to what he says. We'll get to what he says. That means, let's keep it on first. Let's make it simple. Keep it on. That means whatever you're doing it right now. Can you change your timer right now to factor right now? Rather that. So why is the grammar according to Mookie Yosef? It's all nichla right now. What? So let, again, keep it on. Keep it going on and on and on. I mean, it's going to go on at 4. Keep it, it's going to go off at 4, go off at 5. That means right now, you're making the, from 4 to 5, you're making, keep it going, right now.
Right now, it's not
turning
it on now.
So, again, it would have went off at 4, and you right now are making 4 to 5. Right now, you're doing actually 4 to 5. Right now, it's on. Or the other way around, keeping status quo, one of them has a problem over here. Or if you want to say it the other way, and right now, it's supposed to go, it's off now at 4, it won't make it go on at 5, so right now, you make it go on at 5. Right now, it's happening. Whatever Mukesh is, you say this, everything's happening now. So, if some of them go no further, Mukesh is massive Kiddush, want to say Rashi argues, Ramam argues, Tosfos argues. But at the end of the day, and they want to say, I have the case of a beged, it's all happening right now. He said, no, because the fire is going to the water, not vice versa. Maisa, the writer of Ora Eish, in the safe, what he wrote, Maisa, what he machmer and timers, he says, only Kiva is water. But not Avara. It can make your the act of Avara be also even in case the status quo. Mice actually wrote in the Sefer when he wrote years ago. Shemir Shabbos and the Archa Shabbos, they point out that Mice had letters later on saying, well, Mice is not that way. They come along and say whether this way or that way, on or off later, Mice will be mutter. He has to answer why Ishmael Shemachita is why it's different over here, but that means he had a hard time to grapple. And that those who Mice want to ask him to have the secret of Ishmael Shemachita, that whatever you're doing is happening right now. That's a fourth issue, and you have to address that. The big problem called the Mukhi Yosef. A fifth problem. The figure of Chashmal. We know Chashmal has either Issa of Moilat or the Issa of Baino. So let's say a person on Shabbos, he connects two wires, and it can happen later on. I'm going to use it, I'm going to take it off. Can I, let's say, build one brick now? Can I build a brick now? I'm going to take it off, use it later. I'm going to use the house later. I'm building. In essence, what are you doing? You're connecting two wires. Now, we spoke in Chashmal that there's a big mavuch in the Chanish. You connect two wires that nothing happens at the end out of it. So, you didn't really create anything. Those who say the Chanish is being machmer, the Moinam says he did not hold of that. But here, you're connecting the two wires that something has it that saw that's happening out of it just an hour later. So, you put the brick in that right now with cement that you can use the house later on. You're doing Baina right now. You're connecting two wires right now. What's a mile of connecting two wires right now? Later on, it'll come out something. Be doing the bidding right now. They will come along the Liashim and say, according to the Chanish, this is the Issa Mitzvah, so you get a Baino. Nochabaya, come along the Moshe Nochodeshani. If you understand the idea of Chashmal is Tikkun Mono, be Masakin right now. To Tikkun right now. Right now, an act happened that you created right now. That means you have to realize. And we just spoke six reasons to ask the changing on Shabbos. Number one, Apid the Rosh, you're playing with the fuel source. Number two, Apid the Gumsugi Baba Kama Dav Samach, it's the normal way to have things go happen in the timer, and therefore you won't have the Heter Gromo. Number three, Apid the Ben Chananel Gromo is also in Lachmach Shabbos. Number four, Yabayav, the Sugi Eshbu Shemachitzai. Number five, Yabayav, it's the Sugi Boina. Number six, it's the Sugi Masaki Mono. Now, Kiduwa again, Doilam likes being. Some people, when they don't learn the sugya, they don't certain names over there, and they don't start the sorrows over here, might say, I want to be Michael, but let's take it even next level over here. Next step. Now, we discuss number one, Erev Shabbos. Six reasons why to ask her. We discuss on Shabbos, six reasons why you should not change it. Next level. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I
want
to hear the
I can't hear you. I'm not really.
Makilim?
Yeah, they're coming down. They're addressing these things.
Why? They just disagree with all these points.
That's usually what happens, yes. Next point is that if you look at the Shabbos talks, the Shuvah they're discussing, until about 30 years ago, there's one type of system they were discussing, the Iker. is let's say a tripper system, meaning every 15 minutes there was a clicker there that would had an option to click it on or click it off. And if you go through 24 hours, you would have 96 places you could put this thing to make it go on or go off. Therefore, because let's say you had the light on, you had this click over here or this thing that will hit it. Either it will hit it or make it go off, or it'll hit it or make it go on. If nothing there, it'll keep going. But that's what's happening. It always stays as is, unless you have this thing that's knocking it off or knocking it on. Today, ours is not working like that. Ours is a different system. Ours is, we opened up last week, a Shabbos clock, and most of them come out are working that way. Today, last time we opened a bunch of them, and my wife was too happy, I killed them all. So you open them up, they come out work the same way now, is that you have one wire touching another wire. Everyone knows Chashmal, is that really what happens is you have two wires separated. Push the light switch, it connects two wires. So when you hold two wires down, so every 15 minutes you have a red thing that's down, it's holding the two wires together. The next one went down, holds it together. Next one down, holds it together. If the next one is up, what happens? The wires separate. It's not a tripper system that knocks it. Every 50 minutes, something is holding it down. Building upon that, you see, let's say a person goes over to a doorbell and rings the doorbell on Shabbos. Also Gomer, not a Shiloh. Now, what are you supposed to go do? Now, the normal reaction is you pull your finger away. But if you, let's say you learn the sugya and you want to think about it, the question is, what are you supposed to go do on Shabbos when your finger is now on the doorbell with two wires are touching and it's ringing? Here you have three options. Three choices. Do you have to stay there the whole entire Shabbos? Because to pull it away, you're disconnecting the wires, you're doing an active keeper over here. And you want even worse, when disconnected, usually some machines have the light now goes on, so you didn't act also over. Or, the other way around, you have a chiyuv to take it off. Because every moment you're standing there, you make chashmal, so you have to take it off. And you get a babble, what's better, putting the light on or not? Or, do whatever you want, stay there, take it off. Whatever you do, it won't make a difference. What to go do over here? So, most achorinim say, people who among the svarim, is you have the chiyuv to remove it. Rabbi Yashiv, Rashi Klein, Chodashani, Rabalski, Rav Zilberstein, Shlom Miller, they make you want to say, yeah, take it off. Why? Because every moment is an act of moilid. Every moment is an act of boyin over here. The way Rabbi Yashiv says it over, he says, to keep it on is an act of boyin. Take it off is an act of soyser. But one is Enim Skavim, Lach Shet Tzuchel Gufay, and one isn't. So he says, the Meiser, of the two evils, take it off. We have Shlom Miller, how he says it over, no, take it off, there's no isser. Leave it on is an isser. Again, there are those who disagree with this mahalach. But if you first understand that you have a chiv to take off your finger, now let's take it to the next level. Let's say a person has on this doorbell, there's a rack there. Rack on top of the doorbell. Can you push the rack off or put another rack on top of it? That means let's understand the question. If I have my finger in the doorbell, I have a chiv to take it off. Otherwise, there's an iss over here. The person has a rack there, so the rack's doing it. Now, can I switch? Can I take the rack off, put my finger there instead of the rack? Or even another way, couldn't the Pesachim say you can leave your finger on the doorbell? Can I switch fingers? Could someone else put his finger there? How do you look at an act of switching things over here? Is it this a grom that's happening? Was it Maisa Midayim that's happening? What's happening? Can you put one rack on top of another rack? For example, a person told me he has all the 96 red things there, except one of them is missing. 3 in the morning, 15 minutes. He wants to know, can you put his finger there for 15 minutes to make sure the air conditioner keeps going straight? Could you put your finger instead of the rack? Can you go do that? It was going to go. Now, people like to bring to the studio of Tzeda. But Tzeda, they're very clear, once the animal is captured, another person can sit in the door instead of the animal over here, instead of the other person over here, you can switch people. Now, that thing I want to point out, Yishe Chalek Harbe. But the act of Tzedah, the act is to capture something. This is already is captured. To keep it caught is no iser. But here, the one time, the Yishe Chalek, the person has a finger on the doorbell, what is that? That's a Dovah Chitzoni that you need to always hold there. They like pointing out that by the streak of oil, you can have an umbrella. When you hold something on top of your head when it's raining, since you always have your hands holding it, you did not create anything. So if your finger is there holding the bell down, you did not create anything. So therefore, every moment you're standing there holding it, you have this here, every single second you have to take it off. Now the question is, the autistic anyone that stands switch one finger to the other finger's ulcer, who are switching from a finger to rack his ulcer, can you switch from one rack to another rack? In essence, if you think about it, that's what a timer is. A timer is one rack holding the two wires together. You're pushing the rack, then another hour, this rack will hold down this rack. Well, again, not this rack will hold down this rack. This rack will hold down the wire. That means this rack is holding the wire, and I'm pushing over the next rack. Now, what is that? Is that a mice be dying? Is that a gromo? Is that a maneo? We call it maneo. The cholopov is a case of a gromo. You are not to make your on off later, status quo, because you're not changing anything. Forget you are keeping the wires together over here. How in the world can you call that a case of maneo? A body creating something over here. Therefore, of Halpern, Makon Technology, and Mar Shabbos Chel Daldi says, the core, all our timers to change it, to go on off later, but that's not so. Not in the together of just keeping status quo. You are putting something there right now that changes the massive right now that something will happen later on. Not like the tripper system that the Gedolim were discussing 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago, that you're just taking that away and keeping status quo. You're switching one rack from the other rack, and this rack is doing it, holding the two wires together. Therefore, once I ask, you cannot use our timers today. Tzad HaShani, Shlomo Zalman, they bring down in the Shulchan Shlomo in the footnote that they asked them this question, that you, Maisa, you're back to timers. Is there a chilik which timer the Maisa to go use? Maybe the luck is that a timer that has this problem of holding the racks down should be a problem. Maisa says, not to a chilik. It's mutter. In the case of fast quo, it'll be mutter. Making it earlier, it'll be nothing get of grumble. Since on Shabbos, it must be Shlomo Zalman held that not only the person on Shabbos, the gate to the doorbell, he has to keep his finger there, he wants to tie it on. Because he did the act and take it off, the act of keyboard, he wants to call him Shlomo Zalman, you have to keep your finger there. Maisa is not so, Shlomo Zalman also holds you can keep your finger off. The way how the Archa Shabbos wants to mechal between the two cases, he wants to tie it in the case of a finger, yesh lechal in the case of a rack. We want to tie it in a finger, since you always need a double chitzani over here, so nothing ever happened, every moment you're doing something. Every moment you're doing something, that's the Oyvinisr. Masha Enke, in the case of the rack, it's finished. You walked away, it's happened already. And they were switching one to another, one time the Maisa said, Smutter. So Maisa, just the buildup that came out over here, is that you have to realize, to use the Shabbos clock, six reasons. To change on Shabbos, the old ones, six reasons, Osir. To change hours today, those ones say, it's also Osir. So just look simple klalei of psak, either roi paskim aser, or if you want some derisa l'chumra. Now, but if you have a rov and learn the sugya well and understands this, and wants to learn something, wants to make all, you should be lismoich. But otherwise, you have to realize it's not that simple. What I mean, I'm likes being make all over here. And before Shabbos, the Moshe himself writes in Shuvo that the Olam does not follow him, and he says to train on Shabbos, that's the derisa. Now take it further now. Different cases. This is the end of numerous cases over here. You have on the side that you're allowed to change it. They were saying the lock is on or off earlier is a case of a grammar, and on off later is a case of a manei that's more to Kodim Shlomo Zalman. What happens if right now it's off? It's going to go on, let's say, at 2 in the afternoon. Go on at 2 in the afternoon and go off at 4 in the afternoon. You want to change it going off at 4 and make it off earlier at 3. You want to make it go off from 4 earlier to 3. On Shabbos, but right now it's off. So again, it's off, it's going to go on, and then off. You want to make it go off earlier. Is that now earlier and it's ulcer? I'll came up with it. And no, since right now it's off, you're keeping the status quo over here and keeping it off. How do you look upon that? That means those who follow Shlomo Zalman, Roberkowitz, again, those who change things in Shemir Shabbos, it's only what to be Samecha, those who change things. Can you change it that you know tomorrow is going to go, again, it's going on at 2 and off at 4? You want to go off earlier? So, the Uri over here says, he wants Haina, no, that's about this, and again, Grammo. My son, Shemir Shabbos, is from Shlomo Zalman, himself went this way. That's the nechlegeta of status quo. Because right now it's off. Therefore, what are you doing? Keeping status quo to happen. A gum, when it ends up happening, is an act of a grammo. But right now, when you're affecting it, you're changing it to keep it as it is right now. We got mask with a chiddush. Like a worry. Lumaisa, the drum's down, says that way. Another case over here. is, let's say you have a case that's on Shabbos, and you want to keep it, it's very hot outside, you want to keep going on the whole entire Shabbos. It's supposed to go off one afternoon, you want to go 4, 5, 6, 7 until after Shabbos. Or if I care it, it's supposed to go on, it's too cold, you want to keep it off the whole entire Shabbos. What's the halacha in that case? That means not change it to change things on Shabbos, not be 4 to 5 on Shabbos, or 2 to 1 on Shabbos, either way, on off, early or later. You want to keep it forever. So what's forever happening? You're not doing anything. I mean, according to numerous svaras to be machmer, the question is, can you change it to keep it in a certain status?
Yes,
yeah. I said, numerous svaras you don't have. It was very clear to say that, just so you should not say that. So, come with Moshe and Shuva, and he's the one who says everything's deraisa, but he says you want to keep it on the whole entire Shabbos, but Moshe says it's mutter. He's the one who wants to tell that you're not doing anything, you're just keeping status quo to the end of Shabbos. You did not create a situation change on Shabbos. Mice, it's mutter. Except, he says, you can't do it without a sugya of muksa. Without a sugya of muksa. Now, without a sugya of muksa, the big mavucha, what's going on over here? Why should that be? That means the Yisr Shlom Azalman is a muksa not. He literally says, first of all, if it's for Yisr, it's a kufa mekaimai. Also, you let change on Shabbos, make it go on off later, so why is it muksa? For all you can make it go on off earlier, Mach Mehefsid, what's the problem? But the whole idea of a Groma to be Machma Ben Yel is a Chumra. We know we do not say Chumra in the cases of Mux over here. If we want to call it, you can't change on Shabbos. But let's take over the Mahalcha of Moshe. The Moshe on Tanya is Mamash Muxa. Now, when Moshe calls the Kli Isser, still you can't change it. Other call Kli it's Nechel Mechubla Karakar, you can't change it. Question, why is it also? They point out the point of Moshe changing it, it's not Nechel Gedit Tzach Gufa Mekaymai. You should know why that's so. But Numa Swam say, if you want to go like a Moshe, you want to change after Shabbos, very simple, do it with your nose, right? Tilt the Gufoy. Moshe said, I'll be a Heter over here. Tilt the Matzah, start to have a Heter, also be Mut over here. But otherwise, you'll have a Bayam, it's have a Sugya of Muksa. Another point. Let's say a person, a lot of people, what they do is they have their plug plugged into their Shabbos clock all week, all year, because it has three different settings how you can put it on. You can have it off the off setting, the on setting, or the timer setting. Basically, what happened, you had it on the whatever setting is going, and you forgot to put it on Shabbos setting. Can you come along on Shabbos and switch it to the Shabbos setting? Can you change the Shabbos setting? A bada is going to change on Shabbos. Something going to happen on Shabbos. What is that? Is that question, what exactly is that? So, they point out that L'chura really depends. The Yisr Shlom Zalman, he wants to call a case of a Groma, but they point out really depends how the timer is working. Numerous timers, they're switching from where it's being affected from here to there. You're changing right now where it's being affected from, that's an act right now. If that's so, a body can't change it. But most of the time is right now, something's holding it down, and you're switching over what to hold it down eventually. But later on, depends, you have to know when it's switching. If it's switching right now, can I push the rack over right now? You have a big problem. Might be happening right now. But it can eventually happen. I mean, let's take an example right now. It's all eventually going to happen. That's the sign of grovel. Mokum hefsid. And they'll say, Shmalzing and Nichol Mokum mitzvah. So the Urkha Shabbos, you have to know what the mitzvah is. Maybe you'll have a hefsid. We'll change it on Shabbos. Again, you feel that it's only Nachum Akilim over here. Just another case they speak out in the gate, Sugya of Groma. We mentioned many of these ovens that people want to use in Yontif. So if you want Yishun Chel Chof, they bring down Rav Heinemann and his Heter, why to use it on Yontif. There are five Jews over there, why the Meister to argue and disagree with him. But Belsky, when he says over the Mahalach of Rav Heinemann, he calls it a quantum leap, the concept of Groma, why the Meister to be Mekel over here. And you have to realize what's coming out upon the Mahalach that's working is number one, these ovens are, first of all, working upon the side of the Shabbos clocks. If you ask the Shabbos clocks, the whole oven head does not start off. Aleph. It's mamash built in the machine. This is how the machine works over here. I mean, could numerous places can we won't have a head to a chalal kilos there. V'oid of having the second thing is being with Samichan, that they swada on Mekalan Gromo, which is not true. Number three is being Samichan, then Yontif. Once say there's a heter of Gromo. Being on the Shart scene, which again we point out the grass and kitzer and all the say is not true. That means there's three presumptions that's building upon the main heter, what to match these other machines. There are those who use it, but it cannot not advertise anymore because the Bayam, it's on the Sugya of Gromo over here. I am not sure what you're referring to. Now, last time, there was something called the kosher switch. Shabbos switch. It's not around anymore. They're only calling a trace switch. Not made for the oven. So in the sugya, it's very stuck. You don't hear it anymore, so you won't get involved in the sugya. It's not around. It's gone. Because, you know, the sugya, come out, wasn't any reason why to matter it. Even though it was very, people try to, different stories over here. Now, the two other machines in the market, you want me to say what it was? It was nothing. It was awesome.
It was almost a video.
Now, there are two other machines out there on the market. There's something called a grub machine. Two different types of grub machines in the market. Now, to be clear, they're called grub machines in the market. One's really working out P grubble. One's working out P the sugar of Menea. So first, negate the sugar of a grub machine. They like having it. They want to use it in Bokehef, the Chilim, Kodaimo. They use a Moshe. Moshe is very simple. That's built into the machine over here. That's a Maishmi Daim. That's also. You have no hata. Get out of the Raisa. Those who want to argue the point, the Akashtari says, fine, according to them, it's a grammar. But that means you have to realize you have machines, the whole machine, the whole phone, or the whole wheelchair is working this way with the grammar. Well, you said that's the machine over here. That's not a grammar. That's my Sabi Daim. Get out of my Sabi Daim. There's another machine on the market that's really a Menea machine over here. Now, what they're doing is they're betzem, that electricity going through the machine the whole entire time. The electricity going through one last thing. Electricity going through the machine the whole entire time. Now, the electricity that's going through, you have a choice. Either go and make the machine work, or they open the door and the electricity just goes right out. So, in essence, the chashmal is always working and then just closing the door. Closing the door and then let the electricity keep going, in essence, that's a similar idea to closing the door and let the fire stay on. Or closing the door and let the fire go out. Each case, whether it's an al sepeis over here, and therefore they come along, they want taino. It's a menea machine, and therefore menea is betzim should be motor. So they call it grub machine, but etzim it's a menea machine. Now those come along and point out first of all, if you go to the Baal Chedei Rosh, that they say any malacha is built in to make it work this way. So the Chaim Shalmayim, Maisa, there's no head to accuse there. Therefore, the Yashu said the Vad is Tinderaiso. Again, you have to realize he's coming from the Rosh. Mishmuachan is just saying, Chaim Shomayim is the Raisa over here. Now, the question is, if that's so, how far do we take on this idea of the Raisa? Maybe if I care, if we need a hospital, and the Kal Tchilo, that's being made over here, I use the machines because it's Machloikis, what to be Samechon, better to use these machines over other machines. So Yashiv says, it's better to use a regular phone than these machines because the Lita Chil Shabbos and Mechshalim, there's no Het over here, and says, do not use these machines, Akiyuza. Sasheni or Shamir or Shomach said, oh, not that simple. So Machloikis, once you have to use something, maybe let's do the least of the Isser, maybe it's not even also at all. Akiyuza. Interesting channel over here, what to go do in hospitals, that's for the Gedem to decide. But Maisa, the machines in general, Rav Shach has a letter already about this concept. He says these machines lead to a Pirat Zigdela, Tushu Klai Yisrael over here, a Vada that Kiyas, Tushu Shabbos, and a Vada not to have them, not to use them, not to be Semich upon them. Therefore, the Ashtim, the Chodeshani, Rav Shach says, but Klolius, you're right. So the question is, when you have to, which one is better over here? Maisa, I think I build up a stark reason why not to change things on Shabbos. Again, yesh for yesh. Bez Hashem, on Wednesday, we'll finish all the sugya over here and focus on Bez Hashem, the sugya of tshuva. I think about time we've now learned the sugya of tshuva. Ki yehem chayenu. Asol v'rabu.